Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thanks, Anna. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Minister's Friend podcast. Church security. Most people have not even considered it. Others have, and it's engendered all kinds of images. Some see it as something that needs to be hired out. Others have volunteers who serve their church in this way, but in many cases, volunteer security teams have little or no real training. And in nearly every case, the emphasis is on protecting people and property alone. But what if I were to tell you that church security could actually be a ministry, having just as much spiritual impact as the other ministries in your church? And that's the topic of today's segment of The Minister's Friend. I continue my conversation with my friend Jason White. Jason is a pastor, a federal agent, and a church security expert. He's also the author of a great book on the topic, Church Security and Outreach, a Spirit-Led Strategy to Pursue the One and Protect the 99. Today, we talk about the foundations of a Spirit-Led church security ministry. You know, one of the things in your book, you do a really good job of demonstrating the spiritual or the biblical side of security. And you've got a diagram on page 51. I'll just put that out there for the now there's a tease for them to go get your book. But it's about the pillars and foundations of Spirit-led security. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. And it's because this is a ministry. At our church and at your church, and I'm sure the same for your listeners, we don't provide daycare. We have a children's ministry. And the security ministry is just that. It should be the exact same thing. It must be a ministry. It should have a biblical basis. So the biblical basis of the security ministry rests on a foundation of prayer and stewardship. Prayer gives us our humble starting point. It acknowledges our limitations and keeps us focused on Christ. That is in the planning phase, and that is on Sundays.
Okay.
Our teams gather together, pray together every Sunday. The other half of the foundation is stewardship. So we have a stewardship call. We have a responsibility to be good stewards over what is entrusted to us. And it goes just beyond the protection. That goes in staying within the service of the Lord and the local pastor's vision for the church. Because each local church has a different vision.
Right, right.
And like I said, with the children's ministry, a security ministry is no different. It has to be within the lead pastor's vision. Now, resting on top of the foundation of prayer and stewardship, we have four pillars. And in essence, these are four themes that we base this ministry on. The first, we already touched on. It's the A in Adam.
Okay.
But that first pillar is action. It is a call to do something. The second is controlling fear. And it's in this controlling fear that we really differentiate between secular security and spirit-led security. See, secular security, their focus is to protect people, possessions, property. And I get it. They say build a castle, bring in the drawbridge, batten the hatches. You know, we're here to protect. But see, they're fundamentally, it's flawed. We can't do that from a believer standpoint because the secular side forgets the lost. They're not concerned with the lost. They're concerned with what's inside. And that's why the parable of lost sheep is so important. Because the stewardship responsibility of protection is very, very heavy. But we know it's what makes the heavens rejoice is that soul that is found. It's the returning of the lost. So secular security is not an option. Now, I do go into the book and say, there are good gifts from above, and there's reasons why we can use that.
Right.
But from our foundation, it's got to be Spirit-led from the get-go. So the Spirit-led security approach rests on a position of peace. Mm. So if we have that peace that we have, you know, from the favor of the Lord, then we can make better decisions. We're not operating from fear. Mm-hmm. We're operating from that gift of faith that we have received. Mm-hmm. So that gift of faith is now giving us the peace to make better decisions, to control our emotions.
And that peace then, I don't want to derail you and interrupt you here, but we're not just talking about the absence of conflict. We're really talking about the shalom of God that provides that.
That is absolutely correct.
Wow. Yeah. How cool.
So the next pillar coming off our foundation is wisdom. Mm. Simply put, we want godly wisdom. Mm-hmm. We want all of our people serving in the security ministry to have godly wisdom. We don't want the planning or the actions in a security ministry to rely on well-intentioned ideas. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard somebody say, failing to plan is planning to fail?
Hmm.
And, you know, we think about that and we're like, yeah, if you don't have a plan, in essence, you're planning to fail. But there's an assumption in there that if you have a plan, it's going to lead to success. Hmm. But we know that's not the case.
Right.
That's where the godly wisdom comes in. That's why I say failing to properly plan is planning to fail. Mm. And if you're in your planning phase, not seeking godly wisdom in that, you can create a plan, but it's 50-50 at best whether or not it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why godly wisdom is so important, especially in the planning phase. Mm-hmm. And then our final pillar is vigilance. You know, one of the themes throughout the Bible that I think really struck to me, especially in both my career and just when I started serving in the front end of our church, was the theme of vigilance throughout the Bible. Mm. The Bible screams to be vigilant. I mean, we live in a broken, fallen world.
Mm-hmm.
This is a call for us to be vigilant, but not be paranoid.
Mm.
Big difference. Mm. Big difference. We shouldn't be surprised by the difficulties that we experience in this broken, fallen world.
Right, right.
You know, 1 Peter 4 says that through the difficulties, we should live for God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the approach that we take on this vigilance. It kind of goes back to the controlling fear, the second pillar, because we don't want to throw fear out. Fear is actually an emotion that can be beneficial for us. We don't want to become fearless, because if you become fearless, you become reckless.
Okay, yeah.
So if I want to ignore the fact that a burner on a stove is hot, I'm going to learn a quick lesson. And
yes.
We want to apply that to security as well. We would rather control the effects of fear on us through that graceful gift of faith than to create recklessness.
Mm-hmm.
If we control it, then we can act courageously.
Mm.
So that is our foundation.
Yeah.
It's prayer and stewardship, action, controlling fear, wisdom, and vigilance.
Mm-hmm. And you do a great job in the book of pulling all that out biblically. That was one of the things that really impressed me, both about the book, which I've read. I think I'm on my third reading now, preparing for this podcast, but also the conference, was how biblically based this entire approach is. And it never crossed my mind as a pastor that security would actually be a ministry, not just, you know, something that in today's world we need. You know, obviously we do. But that these are ministers of the gospel that have a particular role in the church, just like everybody else.
You know, that's why I love 1 Peter 4:10 that says the gifts that we have been gracefully given are to be used for the Lord's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of different gifts out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people that are sitting in congregations who are not serving.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe, and have seen it through multiple churches I've worked with, that they want to serve, but where they're called to serve, they feel like they don't fit in.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I use this example, and a lot of people seem to relate to it. I said, think of the couple that's a regular attender at your church, and the wife is serving regularly, and the husband isn't, but the husband's attending. Because a lot of men that are gifted to this ministry, mm-hmm. they just don't feel comfortable being a greeter. Mm-hmm. They don't feel comfortable in the children's ministry. But you give them something that they have talent for and spiritual giftings for, they're going to step up mm-hmm. and they're going to thrive in it. Mm-hmm. And that's the person you want yeah. to serve in that ministry.
Right.
I've served in ministries I wasn't called to.
Yeah.
It was not good.
yeah.
That's why it's to me, it creates teams who are serving where they're called to
yeah.
serve.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about the relationship between prayer and church security? How about stewardship and church security? It makes so much sense when you see how Jason presents it, but I have to admit, I would never have seen that on my own. And I'm also grateful for Jason's four pillars. Number one, an action plan. The church security ministry is well designed and intentionally implemented with people who are called and have the right gifts. Number two, controlling fear. The church security ministry operates from the position of Jesus' perfect peace, God's shalom, and all it entails. Number three, wisdom. The church security ministry operates not just on conventional security knowledge and techniques, but is driven by godly wisdom, so that even the security team members are actively working from God's priorities, including seeking out and wooing the lost to salvation. And four, vigilance. The church security ministry operates with biblical vigilance, not worldly paranoia, understanding that the world is broken and God's people need to continuously be wise and intentional in everything they do. Next time, Jason begins our conversation talking about selecting and vetting the right people for a local church's security ministry. That's coming up on The Minister's Friend. I'm so grateful that you're in our audience. The Minister's Friend podcast exists to help pastors and other church leaders just like you lead their congregations well. If you're blessed by our ministry, would you please tell other people about it? Your recommendation to friends, other pastors, and church leaders is the best advertising we could ever ask for. Please also take a moment and give us a review on whatever platform you use to listen. Good reviews and ratings by our audience move us up the charts and enable us to connect with more people who may also be blessed by our ministry. I'm so glad you were with us for today's episode. I hope it was helpful to you. Thank you for joining us here on the Minister's Friend podcast. Let's do this again, real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!